Let's not bury the lead here, as reporters like to say. License exams don't work. They shut out from the mental health professions a lot of people who should rightly be in, and they let in a lot of people who should maybe rightly be out. And we should keep them anyway.
Welcome to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. Big information, little episodes.
Welcome again to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast, where we pack some hopefully useful information for therapists and counselors into episodes small enough you can listen to them in between sessions. I'm your host, Ben Caldwell. Now, about that first part, license exams don't work. They supposedly exist to protect public safety, but there's not a shred of evidence that they actually do so. First of all, almost everyone passes. Regardless of which license type and which exam we're talking about, first-time test takers typically pass 70 to 80% of the time, sometimes more. While pass rates decline on second and third attempts, by the time you reach the third or fourth attempt, among those who have hung in the process, we're talking about roughly 2 to 5% of folks who haven't made it through the door. Secondly, they test on things that aren't really about safety. It's awfully difficult to make the case that a therapist who doesn't know middle stage interventions in cognitive behavioral therapy because they use a different model is somehow dangerous to the public because of it. There is, however, evidence that those few people that license exams actually do shut out from the profession are the wrong ones to shut out. This is the third point. Research from the fields of nursing and teaching has shown that as those professions implemented licensing exams, the proportion of non-English speaking folks entering the professions declined significantly, while the skill level of those people who made it to licensure didn't get any better. Clearly, license exams have a lot of problems. So why do we do them at all? Here's where the TSA comparison comes in. Across the political spectrum, there is agreement that at least a good chunk of what TSA does is security theater. It gives the appearance of a secure system, even if it's pretty flawed when it comes to providing the actuality of one. And that appearance has value. It keeps people flying and keeps them doing it relatively stress-free. They believe the flying experience is secure, so they do it. The same can be said of the exams we go through to become therapists. What they provide may be more the appearance of a high standard than the actuality of one. But that appearance has value. It increases public trust in our work. And maybe that's enough. Speaking of licensing exams, on an upcoming episode, we'll have an interview with one of the people responsible for ensuring the process runs smoothly, Kim Madsen, the Executive Officer of the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. You can find all episodes of this podcast at psychotherapynotes.com, along with additional news and information from the world of psychotherapy. From Los Angeles, I'm Ben Caldwell. See you next time.
The Psychotherapy Notes podcast is a production of Ben Caldwell Labs. Visit our website at bencaldwelllabs.com for therapist training, advocacy tools, license exam prep, and much more.